Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
From Apt, it's Carl Prouty, Apt technologist. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm anxiously awaiting to hear your report on the Consumer Electronics Show, because they had a panel, and the name of the panel, Vehicle Tech Innovations Consumers Want. I don't know if we want all of this, but we're going to get a lot of new gizmos for the car, aren't we?
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it.
The point they made was that, like everything else in the COVID era, the automotive industry has been impacted by our lifestyle changes. So have the automakers and the electronics people come to the conclusion that we need more entertainment in the car?
I think that's kind of the impression they gave based on some of the new technologies they're showing, and it stretches even from the car into like agriculture. Like John Deere even has a tractor that is run on GPS. So it's not just for cars, but some of the cool stuff was like Mercedes-Benz has this MBUX hyper screen that they're doing. And it's basically a screen that stretches the entire width of the dashboard. So not only does the driver have control of all their instrument cluster and seeing different information, but now the passenger sitting in the front can watch a movie while they're sitting up there using Bluetooth headphones. So it's, they're doing everything they can to keep everyone in the car kind of constantly entertained.
You know, you look around whenever you're driving, and there's always somebody texting and driving now. Do we really need a front seat movie screen? Isn't that going to be incredibly dangerous?
Well, I think the point of it is almost to take the phones out of people's hands. So with all this new technology, it's going to allow them to kind of keep a closer eye on the road, because they don't have to take their hands off the steering wheel, basically. So if you need to change something that you're looking at, you can do it right there from your steering wheel rather than picking up your phone, or you can talk to text now, so you don't have to have it in your hand, which should hopefully make things safer.
Yeah, but you're going to have, what is it? It's like a 56-inch screen that Mercedes is going to have in the dashboard? 56 inches?
that's what the word is. Fortunately, I think with the cost, there's probably only going to be about 20 people out on the road with that car.
That's good. Yeah.
We don't have to worry so much about them. But yeah, the new technology is just, it's doing a lot of cool stuff for safety, I think.
But for the most part, they're talking about new audio. That's the future of the car. And those are where we're really going to see upgrades, correct?
I think, yeah, that continues to grow and grow, because of the time people spend in their car now is time that they don't necessarily want to be in there. So it's, audio is a good way to kind of help to kind of help people relax and to enjoy their time. And that's really the safest way to do it, too, because you don't have to put your eyes anywhere. You're just listening.
Yeah, I mean, with the pandemic, we're cooped up, and the car has become everybody's second space, sort of a sanctuary, and so I get what they're trying to do here. What about the good old car radio? Are there going to be more opportunities for people to listen to different sources? I know a lot of people take their iPhone in the car, and then with the Bluetooth, they can hear just about anything, but is that going to be built in the future more?
I think so. I think the benefit of Bluetooth is that it can communicate more than just music. So that's a big part of it. It's going to be able to send even more information from your phone onto the head unit, whether it's one that's built in from the manufacturer or one that you can purchase separately and add into an older car.
Was there anything at the Consumer Electronics Show about safety in terms of distracted drivers and something to prevent people from texting and driving, for example, things like that?
For texting and driving, there's apps and things that you can build into the phones or that you can install onto the phones that kind of detect when you're in motion. So it prevents, it's great to, if you have a new driver in your home, to put something like that on. So if it detects you're moving, it's not going to allow them to send a text. And then we'll start seeing that kind of technology built into cars as well that helps prevent that stuff from happening too. I'm not sure if there's anything specifically built like that yet, but I know the apps exist.
Yeah, well, that's what we need because, yeah, we have the apps and people don't want to use them. And so we need something. I mean, it's kind of like the seatbelts. We have to be forced into doing something first before it becomes habit. So as far as the Consumer Electronics Show was concerned, and it was virtual this year, what were the big headlines as far as you were concerned, Carl?
Well, the big headlines were LG introduced a rollable OLED phone. So it's a phone that can actually get bigger, and it's a rolling mechanism instead of like a traditional folding phone or a traditional brick phone where you just have everything right in front of you. This one actually expands to give you a larger screen mechanically. It's a really interesting concept. That was one of the big ones. And LG also had see-through OLED screens that are going to provide a whole host of new ways to stay safe. It can separate the kitchen staff from people sitting in a restaurant. They can order right off of the screen in front of them and still see what's going on. That was kind of a cool display they had.
Yeah, I saw that. So the idea there was when the set's off, it's just like a window. You can see right through it.
Exactly. Yeah, and who knows? I mean, that could be a potential application of that as a window in the future too. It's just that possibilities kind of grow as people's needs and safety, you know, are taken into account.
And as far as home video, and I guess we're all streaming now, so there probably wasn't much in that department anymore, right?
There, a little bit, actually. Sony made a big announcement. Not only did they come up with a new processor for their TVs that sort of treats the picture as if you're... It takes into account where people's focus is on the screen and tries to accentuate those areas. But they also have, or they're going to have a new streaming service available on some of their TVs that is going to give you picture quality that's even better than a 4K Blu-ray. Hmm. So we're going to see some really, really crisp, sharp footage moving forward on some of these Sony TVs. But it does use a lot more bandwidth, so you have to make sure you have a high internet speed that you're working with.
Right. Carl Prouty. Hey, are the cookies back at Apt? You making cookies on the weekend?
Not quite yet. We're still waiting on that. I know everybody is anxious about that, though.
Yeah, let us know. Thanks, Carl. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. You too.